They worked together making the case for war. They've stuck together defending the invasion of Iraq, and both still insist that victory is possible. President Bush and Tony Blair stood side by side again today, answering questions about the war and yesterday's sobering report from the Iraq Study Group. That's where we're going to begin our coverage this hour. We'll also hear about new criticism from a former British military leader and an assessment of how realistic the study group's military recommendations are. First up, NPR's Don Gagne from the White House.
President Bush has held more joint appearances with Prime Minister Blair than with any other foreign leader. They talked regularly on the phone. Each calls the other friend. They seem comfortable together. Today, there was an Oval Office meeting, then a news conference. In opening statements, they seem to be working from the same script.
I appreciate you coming back, Mr. Prime Minister. I always enjoy our discussions, and I appreciate your clear view.
Thank you also for the clarity of your vision about the mission that we're engaged in at the moment, which is a struggle between freedom and democracy on the one hand and terrorism and sectarianism on the other.
Both said they still believe success will come in Iraq. But the first questioner from the Associated Press pointed to yesterday's report by the bipartisan Iraq Study Group, headed by former Secretary of State James Baker and former Congressman Lee Hamilton, which suggests that the Bush-Blair approach so far in Iraq has failed. In response, President Bush declined to look back.
The thing I liked about the Baker-Hamilton report is it discussed the way forward in Iraq. And I believe we need a new approach.
Blair was a bit more candid.
I think the analysis of the situation is not really in dispute. The question is, how do we find the right way forward?
There were no specifics today about what that way forward will be. The president did say that a speech is being planned, but that won't come until he's received a trio of internal reports he's requested from the Pentagon, from the State Department, and from the National Security Council. The president was asked if the so-called Baker-Hamilton report shouldn't carry more weight than the others, given that it alone comes from a bipartisan commission, and given that Mr. Baker is a longtime Bush family friend and advisor. The president called it an interesting question.
Some reports are issued and just gather dust, and truth of the matter is a lot of reports in Washington are never read by anybody. To show you how important this one is, I read it, and our guest read it. The Prime Minister read a report prepared by a commission, and this is important.
But he did not say which of its recommendations he may adopt. A British reporter quoted the Iraq Study Group report in describing the situation in Iraq as grave and deteriorating. He noted that the president's language in his opening statement today was weaker, calling the violence, quote, unsettling. The reporter wondered if the president is in denial about how bad things are. The president shot back that
it's bad in Iraq.
And after a moment's pause, the president had more to say.
Make no mistake about it. I understand how tough it is, sir. I talk to the families who die. I understand their sectarian violence. I also understand that we're hunting down Al-Qaeda on a regular basis, and we're bringing them to justice. I understand how hard our troops are working. I know how brave the men and women who wear the uniform are, and therefore they'll have the full support of this government. I understand what long deployments mean to wives and husbands and mothers and fathers, particularly as we come into a holiday season. I understand.
It was a demonstration that the president remains combative, even as he sifts through the accumulating critiques of his policy for ideas he can use. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.